Dan says that.
One who desires to be absorbed in the impersonal Brahma-jyoti effulgence should worship the master of the Vedas, Lord Brahma, or Brihaspati, the learned priest. One who desires powerful sex should worship the heavenly king, Indra. And one who desires good progeny should worship the great progenitors called the Prajapatis. One who desires good fortune should worship Durga Devi, or the superintendent of the material world. One desiring to be very powerful should worship fire. And one who aspires after money only should worship the Vasus. One should worship the Rudra incarnation of Lord Shiva if he wants to be a great hero. One who wants a large stock of grain should worship Aditi. One who desires a worldly kingdom should worship Vishwadev. And one who wants to be popular with the general mass of the population should worship the Sadhya demigod.
So, these are the problems. We have to seek exactly like that. It's like government departments. If you want to have this, you have to go to a particular department. Building department, water department, so many, electric department. Many departments, tax department, income tax department, support tax department, vyavasadika buddhi ekiha kurunandana bahusaka janantascha buddhi abhyavasayana. So there are many statements in the Bhagavad Gita that in Indian villages still, there are different wells. One well is meant for washing dishes. Another well is meant for taking bath. Another well is meant for washing cloth. Another well is meant for drinking water. So Krishna says, there are different wells for different purposes. But when you go to the river, all the purposes will be served. You can wash your dishes, you can wash your clothes, you can take bath, and then you take drinking water. Similarly, all these desires, of course a devotee has no material desire. Unless one is free from all these material desires. These are all material desires. Somebody wants to be powerful, somebody wants to possess wealth, somebody wants to have beautiful wife, somebody wants to possess grains and worldly kingdom. There is no limit of our desires. And there are department also. You can fulfill your desires. Janti deva vrata devan, pitri janti pitri vrata. So this is kindness, mercy of Krishna, that he has given you facility if you want to fulfill your desire. But all of them are kama. In each, every line, the word is used, kama. You have marked it. Yeah, just like annadhyā kāmastu aditi. Annadhyā. Anna means grains. There are different kinds of grains. That is also wanted. Annadhyā kāmastu kāma. But you won't find here a meat eater. No. That is not at all. That is aboriginal. That is not for human being. Anna, you can desire anna, grains. You can desire to become king. You can desire to have nice wife. These are natural. But there is not a single sentence here you'll find that desiring to eat meat, egg, flesh, no. That is beyond human jurisdiction. They are not meant for human being. So, these are the different departments. If you want to take facility of quickly getting some benefit, jajanti iha devata, kankhantam karmanang siddhi, karmanang siddhi, jajanti iha devata. For particular type of fulfillment of your desire, you can worship the particular type of demigod. This is recommended in the Shastra. For the less intelligent class of men, still it may be questioned that why Vedas have, if the ultimate goal is to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why the Vedas have prescribed a different demigod worship? Yes. That is replied in the Bhagavad Gita. Tad bhavati alpamedhusam. Those who are less intelligent, for them, not for the first class intelligent. Those who are Krishna conscious, they are first class intelligent. They don't want anything beyond Krishna, that's all. They don't want to know anything except Krishna. The advantage is, if you can know Krishna, then you know everything. And if you get Krishna, you get everything. Therefore, this conclusion cannot be perceived by less intelligent class. Exactly like that. If one is intelligent, he goes to the river from the village and he takes their bath. River water is never contaminated because constantly the wave is flowing. Suppose you contaminate a certain portion, but it does not stand. It flows down immediately. Immediately, moment after moment, you are getting pure water. And especially in India, there are so many nice rivers, Ganges, Jamuna, Godavari, Kaveri, Krishna, Sindh. There are many rivers. All very nice water. In the western country, I have seen only one river, very nice, in Montreal. What is that river?
St. Lawrence.
Yes. All other rivers I have seen. They are very unclean, especially in Moscow, Hamburg. It is so dirty. In India, the rivers are very clean. And people take pleasure in taking bath in rivers. If there is river, nobody will take bath at home. They will go all to the river. And it is very refreshing, that you know. So, this example is very nice. That if you go to the river, then your all purposes are served. But in the village, they are restricted that this well is for this purpose, this well is this purpose, it may be crowded, you have to wait for the opportunity. But the river is open, you can go there and have your business done very nicely. That will be summarized in the last verse. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama uraradhi tibrena bhakti yogina jajita paramam purush. That will be the conclusion. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam is recommending different demigods for different purposes, because there are all classes of men. So, to take immediate effect, they worship demigods. Kipram, very soon. Generally, people do not go to worship Krishna and Vishnu, because you cannot ask from Krishna anything which is not good for you. Suppose you pray to Krishna on the seaside, Krishna, give me a good fish I want to catch. Krishna will never fulfill your desire. That is Krishna's message. Because Krishna will not give you facility for possessing anything which will ultimately cause your harm. Krishna knows that if he catches a fish, then he will have to become a fish again to be caught by the same fish. So why shall he give the facility? So, therefore, our policy is not to ask anything from Krishna. He knows what is good for me. Simply I have to surrender unto him, that's all. Why shall I bother him? Give me this, give me that, give me that. No. Nadhanang najanang. Here, Sri Kama, beautiful wife. Kama, one who wants Devim, he should worship Goddess Durga. This is recommendation. But it is Kama. But those who are devotees, they have no Kama. Anna milasita sunam. Anna means other than Krishna's service. They have made all, everything zero. We don't want all these things. We simply want to serve Krishna. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abhritam. Jnana means knowledge. Karma means fruitive activities. Uncovered by or untouched by fruitive activities and jnana. Just like in Vrindavan, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they never tried to know Krishna, whether he is God. That was not their business. Jnana. The jnanis, they want to know. Just like Brahma wanted to test whether Krishna is God or not. Indra wanted to test whether the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they never did it. They think Krishna is our very intimate friend, my beloved son, my lover, my master. Everyone's concentrated love for Krishna in different mellows, that's all. Even when Krishna played wonderful thing, so they simply thought, oh, he might be a demigod. So, they never tried to analyze Krishna, but their love for Krishna, there is no comparison. And that is what. Jnana karmadana abhritam. Whether Krishna is God or not, let me test. You can test. But pure love means, whatever Krishna may be, he is my lovable object. mat prananatastu saiva naparo. You have no other business than to love Krishna, whatever he may be. He may be God or he may be whatever he may be. That is called annavilasita susansinnam jnana karmadanamritam. Then what is the business? If everything is sunnam, sunnam means zero. No, we are not zero. We're positive. What is that? Anukullena Krishnanu silanam. Simply cultivate Krishna consciousness favorably. How I can become a lover of Krishna? That is only. Anukullena Krishnanu silanam. Bhakti Ruttama. This is first class devotion. Of course, we should know Krishna. Otherwise, it may be we may neglect him. Just like we are trying to explain what is deity. But if one has got unflinching love for the deity, he doesn't require to understand the deity through the shastra. Spontaneous love. That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed. As soon as he entered the deity room, fainted. Here is my Lord. That is first class position of a devotee. Without any other consideration. Enhance your love for Krishna without any condition. That is required. So these worship of different demigods are recommended in the scripture not to mislead him, but to lead him gradually to the higher stage. Because the demigods have considered the different limbs of the Supreme Personality of God. Jepanna devata bhakta jajanti sadhyanita tepi mame bhakontiya jajanti abhidhipurvakam. Jajanti abhidhipurvakam. Just like if you want to serve me, there is a routine work how to serve superior. Now, if you touch my hair, you are touching me, but that is not the service. You see? Service means there is routine work. You should touch my feet. Similarly, anywhere go, it is Krishna, because without Krishna, there is no other existence. So, to worship the demigod, indirectly worshipping Krishna, but avidhi purvakam, without regulative principles. Jajanti avidhi purvakam. The same example. If you want to touch me, so the regulative principle is that you have to touch the lotus feet of your spiritual master. Not that you touch his head and do like that. You can say, I'm touching you. Oh, that's no argument. You have to touch according to the regulative principle. Similarly, those who are nonsense, all right, you touch the hair of your spiritual master. If you cannot touch the lotus feet, then you touch it. Giving a chance to come in touch. So this demigod worship, it is an example given. Demigod worship is recommended in the Vedas. At least they should gradually understand who is this demigod? Why you are worshipping him? How, where from he has got this power? Then when one can understand that this Indra, Chandra, and Surya, and Diti, Aditi, and Fire, Lord Shiva, they're all different departmental heads of Krishna's government. the real king is Krishna. To understand that. Not that then one could derive all the benefits from one department. No, the different departments are recommended. If you want this, you approach this. If you want this, you approach. In the conclusion, it will be said, whatever you want, you go to Krishna. It all desires will be fulfilled. Tasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti akāma sarva kāma va mokṣa kāma udārati. So, it's time now, Kirtan. So next, another verse you can read. Ayuskama. What's the name? Deva. So you can.
Pushti, Kama, Ilam, Yajaji, Pratishta, Kama, Purusho, Rodasi, Loka, Mataro,
Ayush Kama, Shino Devo. Pushti kama ilam jajet, pratishtya kama purusho, rodasi lokamataro, ayush kama shino devo,
pushti kama ilam jajet.
Pratishtha kama purusho
rodasi lokamataro rodasi lokamataro ayush kama shino devo
pushti kama ilam yajet
pratishtha kama purusho pratishtha kama purusho
rodasi lokamataro. Next, for two verses, finish. Rupa kam. Rupa bhi kam gandharvyam.
Rupa bhi kam gandharvyam. Stri kamo. Stri kamo. Apsara. Apsara.
Udvashim.
Adipatya. Adipatya.
Rupa bhi kama gandharvam Sri kama
urvashim
Adipatya kama sarvesham Jajeta paramesthinam Jajeta paramesthinam Mabhi kama gandharvam Sri kama usmashim
Adipatya kama
sarvesham Jita parameshtinam
Yajet
Yashas kama Kusa kama
Pracheta
sam
Pracheta sam
Vidya kama Girisham Dampatyartham Mam Sati Jagam jajye dasas kama Kama prachetasam
Vidya kama
Vastu Girisam Dampatayata Umam Sati Jagam Jajit Jasastama Kosakama Prachitasam Vidya Kamastu Girisam Dampatyata Umam Sati. Now you read the purport.
Purport. There are different modes of worship for different persons desiring success in particular subjects. The conditioned soul living within the purview of the material world is an expert in every materially enjoyable asset, but one can have considerable influence over a particular matter by worshipping a particular demigod, as mentioned above. Ravana was made a very powerful man by worshipping Lord Shiva, and he used to offer severed heads to please Lord Shiva. He became so powerful by the grace of Lord Shiva that all the demigods were afraid of him, until he at last challenged the personality of Godhead, Sri Ramachandra, and thus ruined himself. In other words, all such persons who aspire after gaining some or all of the material objects of enjoyment, or the gross materialistic persons, are on the whole less intelligent, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7:20. It is said there that those who are bereft of all good sense, or those whose intelligence is withdrawn by the deluding energy of Maya, aspire after all sorts of material enjoyment in life by pleasing the respective demigods, or by advancing the material civilization under the heading of scientific progress. The real problem of life in the material world is to solve the question of birth, death, old age, and disease. No one wants to change his birthright, no one wants to meet death, no one wants to be old or invalid, and no one wants diseases. But these problems are solved neither by the grace of any demigod, nor by the so-called advancements of material science. In the Bhagavad Gita, as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, such less intelligent persons have been described as devoid of all good sense. Shukadeva Goswami said that out of the 8,400,000 species of living entities, the human form of life is rare and valuable. And out of those rare human beings who are conscious of the material problem, those who are conscious of the material problem are rarer still. And the still more rare persons are those who are conscious of the value of the Srimad Bhagavatam, because it contains the messages of the Lord and his pure devotees. Death is inevitable for everyone, intelligent and foolish. The Brihat Maharaj has been addressed by the Goswami as the Manishi, or the man of highly developed mind, because at the time of death, he left all material enjoyment and completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord by hearing his messages from the right person, like Shukadeva Goswami. But aspiration for material enjoyment by endeavoring persons is condemned. Such aspirations are something like the intoxication of the degraded human society. We try to avoid it and seek instead a permanent life by returning home back to God.
You can read the slok number 8 also. Dharmartha uttama slokam tantu tannan pitirin jajit. Dharmartha
uttama
slokam tantu
tannan
pitirin jajit. Dharmartha uttama slokam Tanto tannan pitrin yajit
raksha
kama
punya
tannan
ojas
kama
maru gana
raksha kama punya jana ojas kama maru gana Rakshakama Punyajana Ojaskama Marudgana Dharmata Uttama Shlokam Gantutpannan Pidrin Yajet Rakshakama Punyajana Ojaskama Marudgana Read Dharma ka artha.
Dharma
artha uttama slokam.
Tantu
tanvan pitrin jajet. Raksha kama punya janan.
Ojas
kama marud ganan.
Dharmata uttama shlokam
tantu tanvan pitrin yajet
raksha kama punya jana
ojas kama marud gunan
Dharmata uttama shlokam Tantu tanvan pitrin yajet Raksha kama punya jana
Ojas kama marud ganan
Dharmata uttama shlokam
Tantu tanvan pitrin yajet
Raksha kama punya janan
Ojas kama marud ganan
Dharmata uttama shlokam
Tantu tanvan pitrin yajet
Raksha kama punya janan
Now I have kirtan. Vibration of this mantra will purify this. Even if we do not understand the meaning, try to vibrate the mantra.